Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Got a guest coming up later in the hour. We're going to start simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv in T-minus 7.5 minutes. Not allowed to homeschool. Not allowed to have children or your neighbors over for breakfast. Not allowed to babysit without government licenses. It's total control. Not allowed to have a farm or ranch without government license. Total control. You want to be a slave? You're all being criminalized so they can lock your butts up. Let's take calls here. Robert in West Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Pretty good, sir.
I'd like to talk to you about the carbon taxes. I'm a rural West Virginian. I'm a blacksmith. This deals with everything I do, along with the premises ID and the animal ID and all that stuff. I tried to study the bill real good, because it has a lot to do with my daily life. Unlike most people that live in the cities, my daily life is different, you know.
And what it does, for those that don't know, we cover this in Fall of the Republic, and I want you to speak to it. It says that 35 agencies have unlimited power to write whatever rules they want on any carbon dioxide or other gas.
That's right. That's right. And they're already for the last year been regulating coal up here for private purchase. For individuals, you're only allowed 2 tons of coal a year.
And that's why the oil companies, if you study, are the main funders, and the left attacks you and says, oh, you're for the oil companies, you're against the global tax. No, the oil companies, ExxonMobil and Shell, the biggest funders, they want to shut down coal because we've got all this clean coal with clean scrubbers. They point cameras at smokestacks and show water vapor coming out and tell the idiot public that it's soot. It's all a complete lie because we got thousands of years of coal and they want to shut it off. Half our power comes from coal.
That's right. And I'll tell you something else. They're raising our power bills up here by the tune of 15% while idling the coal power plants to create an artificial scarcity.
Same thing Enron got caught. Their own documents came out in court, and I said this at the time. They would shut power off for an hour a day to freak everybody out, and their internal memo said by shutting off power, it creates the perception it's not there. And they're going to do it with water, with energy. They are going to rape us. Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, I live in the Ohio Valley, where most of the coal goes down the river, where we have all these coal-powered power plants. And I watch them, and they're idling a lot. And they keep increasing our power rates. I've lived here for the last 10 years, and my power bills have went up by about 300%.
For folks that don't know what idling is, if it's a cold day and you don't see water vapor shooting out of every smokestack, and you just barely, because it's hard to turn them off and on, they have to go through a whole procedure. So when they switch off, they still keep them heating a little bit. You'll just see a little bit of vapor coming out.
That's right. And there's something else I wanted to talk to you about as far as the climate bill goes. I don't know if you saw it. I read both the 1,000-page and the 300-page addendum that they made.
Yes.
That they actually set up a regulatory body giving them the authority to provide permits for solar panels as if they own the sun.
No, that's it. Sir, yes, I scanned the bill. I went over the cheat sheets that showed the key sections. It is worse than the Soviet Union. And Obama said, remember, 2 years ago, he said, I'm going to, quote, shut down coal in America. Well, ladies and gentlemen, 51% of our power comes from coal.
That's right. That's right. And I live in this state. West Virginia is one of the poorest states in the country. You won't believe the amount of unemployment up here.
All you've got is coal mining and the power plants that supply. How many states does West Virginia supply with power? The surrounding 5 states?
Yeah, 5 or 6. Yeah.
Well, we can't have that. The UN and Maurice Strong, he said at the 92 Rio de Janeiro summit, he said our job is to destroy U.S. industry, and they've done it with NAFTA and GATT. Now they're going to shut our power off, and grandma's going to freeze to death, but they don't care because they're a bunch of scum. I appreciate your call. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. They mean business. This is Siege. This is Eugenics.
Hi, it's MZ wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose. Don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
Our beloved Republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones here to tell you about Cal Bend Soap. My staff and I just love the old-fashioned, pure, handmade soap produced by the Cal Bend Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company that's over 62 years old. Go to 5starsoaps.com or click on their link at InfoWars.com. They have been a longtime sponsor of ours. Cal Bend Soaps meet the highest standards of quality, purity, and value. Everyone should use their great line of products. I consistently hear from my listeners and friends how much they love the Cal Bend Pure Soap products. Check out their whole line of bath, hair, laundry, and dish soap and more at 5starsoap.com. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Don't take my word for it. Get a free detailed catalog by calling toll free 1-800-340-7091 or check them out online at 5starsoap.com. Again, go to 5starsoap.com and just try their products. You're going to love them. You will never use anything else again.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I've got a MSNBC article. Mom ordered to stop babysitting friends' kids a few times a week for 30, 40 minutes before they caught the school bus when it was cold outside. She lets them inside to wait for school bus. State calls it unlawful daycare. You know, growing up in Dallas, Texas, once or twice a week I'd go to my neighbor's house to eat breakfast. I'd be invited over. We'd wait when it was cold to run out the school bus. My mom would have them over for breakfast. This nice lady wasn't even doing that. She's friends with the neighbors. Let the kids wait 10, 15, 20 minutes in the foyer of her house when it's cold in Michigan. You're not allowed to do that anymore. You don't have free association in America. Now, here is a London Mirror story. Are UK children laws too strict? It says you're not even allowed to talk to your neighbor's kids. You're not allowed to babysit them or have them come over in the morning before they get on the government training center bus. Now, this dovetails with Obama saying he wants year-round school. President Obama and year-round school. School is forever. Obama would curtail summer vacation. That's Associated Press right here. This is why he wants the televised announcements to the kids. This is the federal government. I've read their policy reports on air. We've had the former head, number two position, Department of Education on, Charlotte Iserby. Let's set her back up about this. They told her in the 80s. That's why she left. They said, we're going to take over the family through the school. We're going to outlaw the family. Now, remember, $15 million fine the second time you have a garage sale that's unauthorized or you sell any recalled products. The animal ID, the premises ID, government documents to be able to have a solar panel. We just talked about that last segment. Let's go to her right now in Michigan, Lisa Schneider, in this 1984 world. Lisa, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, you've been on the national news, but just sound bites. You've got the floor for the next 10 minutes or so.
Okay.
Tell folks what happened. Break down what you're facing. But first, you just heard my breakdown of government taking over society. Were you aware of that angle?
No, I was not.
What do you think of the statements I just made?
It's stupid. It's bad. And, yeah, the government doesn't need to stick their nose where it doesn't belong.
Absolutely. Okay, tell us how this started, how you became a 1984 criminal.
My law was 1973. The law that they say I was breaking, it's the Act number 116 of 1973.
But the point is they're now trying to enforce this similarly worldwide, the CPS, who tattled on you.
Oh.
I mean, break it down for us.
Okay. My house is a bus stop for the children of our neighborhood, and I have an older son, and my friends have older children that now our youngest ones don't ride the bus anymore. They all rode together, but now the older ones go off, and the younger ones are left behind. So my daughter did not want to get on the bus by herself, so we just thought it was a great idea to get the kids together, to get on the bus together so that they were, they felt safe. Two of them are five, two of them are seven. Of course, you know, they don't have, they just feel scared. So we planned this 2 days into it. I received, it was the letter that I received was September 11th, but I didn't receive it until the following week, that I was providing care for unrelated children in my home. So I called the DHS and said, I don't understand this. I am not doing anything wrong. There is a bus stop. They do come in, if it's cold outside, if it's raining, we live in Michigan, the weather can be sunny 1 minute and snowing the next. And I said, you know this, you live in Michigan. And she said, I said, what do you want me to do when it's raining outside? And she told me to tell their parents to buy them an umbrella.
So they're now your god. I mean, they're now going to tell you that you can't have neighbors' kids wait in your front room when it's cold outside. These are our new Soviet minders. I mean, I want this to really hit people. That the Amish are having their kids taken, they're not letting people sell eggs and watermelons on the side of the highway anymore across the country. They're SWAT teaming them, having undercovers come buy watermelons and then SWAT team them. I mean, the government has run out of real criminals to feed on. We're now dinner. So what happened next?
So I just kept talking to her and saying, okay, can they at least stand in my garage? No, because the garage is a part of the house. I can't even do that. So I just got really angry, and I told her that I had to stop talking because what she was saying did not make sense. So then my friend wrote to Brian Calley, and he jumped aboard immediately and said, this is ridiculous. It's such a broad law that there's such a broad spectrum that it needs to be, you need to have facts. There's no facts in this law. It can be for babysitting. It can be for a play date. My daughter has a little girl over. I was told that I need to ask her parents if they go out to dinner, if they're going out to dinner or to a movie or whatever. That is considered daycare, but if they go home, then it's okay. I'm like, I'm not going to ask that. That's retarded. It's not
No, ma'am,
business.
Come on. You've got to ask permission if you take your daughter and her little friend to McDonald's to have a Happy Meal. Look, are you Al-Qaeda or something? I mean, airport security. America is now secure. They want to put metal detectors in shopping malls.
Yeah.
You need to ask CPS permission to go have a hamburger.
Yeah, well, no, I have to ask them to have my kids have play dates. Because
that's freedom.
Said,
ma'am, the veterans fought and died so that you wouldn't have permission to take the neighbor's child for hamburger. You've got to get government permission, not the parents. But see, I'm going to stop being sarcastic. What they're doing is setting a precedent. And worldwide, they're making these announcements that you can't keep your neighbor's kids. You can't even have kids' neighbors over. I had a Wall Street Journal reporter here who was in England, and she was taking photographs of a famous river. No children were even there, and police came up and said, you can't photograph the river. There may be a child somewhere on the river. This is pedophilia. Are you a pedophile? So it's about government teaching us all we're criminals so that we can all be inducted basically into this prison system. So you've got a state rep involved trying to pass a law because they passed a previous law they're now implementing saying you can't have a play date with the neighbors.
Yeah, well, and then the governor is on board, too, because she did not know. I guess she must not have realized that this was going on, and now she has jumped aboard and wants this taken care of immediately because it is ridiculous. It's the dumbest law that's out there. We, as Americans, live in the free world. We should be able to choose who watches our children. We should be able to do what we want.
But, ma'am, they built giant CPS centers. They built giant detention centers. We've got more prisoners than anybody in the world. They're only building more. They've got to criminalize us. Do you understand that's our new economy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
So, I mean, it doesn't matter if you're a good mother when it's freezing cold and gets below zero trying to let neighborhood kids duck in for a few minutes. You're not allowed. What, you think this is America or something?
Yeah.
So what is the slimy CPS doing? Did you find out who reported you to the Bureau of Family Destruction?
I did not, no.
I mean, have you asked ma'am, did you know how CPS was set up?
No.
Well, let me just tell you, because you're influential, you're talking to a lot of folks. Family court was set up to carry out eugenics, the sterilization. You know, Hitler got his eugenics from us. I made a film about it called Endgame. And so that's why these family courts are outside of the regular courts and due process. And that's why their agents can get away with all this. Because 80, 90 years ago, or even in the 30s, 75, 80 years ago, these were the people that would come grab you and your kid and go sterilize you. Did you know that?
No.
Had you ever heard about that?
No, I haven't.
Well, listen, I know that sounds crazy, but if you just Google Endgame, eugenics, you can watch the actual government film clips where they had the movie reels teaching parents that this was okay. So we have this vestigial, leftover Hitlerian system. Well, I mean, here's an example for you. How is there even a spy network to know that you had neighbor kids over before they caught the bus?
I have no idea.
I mean, does that sound like Nazi Germany?
Well, no, it's just a nosy neighbor that, I guess that we don't know which neighbor, but I just think that someone must be very unhappy or I don't know, thought that they would get, I don't know what they thought actually. It's just a sad situation.
Well, the family is a unit that, according to the Department of Education, must be destroyed and replaced by the state. The individual must owe their allegiance to the state. That's why they put all the pressures they can on communities, so community collapses, so all that's left is the government. And that's why CPS is five times more likely to abuse children than any other group. What are the children doing now that winter's coming on? I guess they just freeze outside?
No, I am well within my 28 days of... I only watch them. The one little boy stopped coming, but the other little boy, I still have like 26 more days to go before, and he only goes to school every other day, so I'm okay.
Well, I think the CPS workers playing God should be fired. Have you heard they're telling people they can't have neighbors over for Bible study now?
I have not.
All over the country. Yeah, we're being told, isn't free association the most basic thing? Isn't it the parents' decision
right,
if their children stay at your house, not the government?
Right. That's what our whole uproar is because, you know, as a parent, they know me. They know my morals. They know how I bring up my children. They know that their children are going to be safe. And
did you hear about California saying parents can't homeschool?
No, I haven't.
What do you think about that?
That's retarded.
I mean, the government is saying they own us. Let me say bye to you during the break. We really appreciate you joining us. An amazing lady standing up to Big Brother. Most people submit. They're telling people here in Austin they can't have neighbors over. That's right. We're all prisoners.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit purewaterfreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, purewaterfreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. Purewaterfreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, undersink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com. The best filtered water in the world.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
The entire United States and Western world are being converted to a giant prison grid. I'm going to do a few more minutes here with Lisa Snyder. I talked to her during the break. She pretty much knows the neighbor who did it, but she doesn't want to get in a fracas with them. I warned her that this neighbor is going to now be watching. If one of her little kids is in the backyard for 5 minutes alone, they're going to claim it's abuse. I think you got to run this person to ground. You got to maybe countersue them for false reports or something, or they're going to be hunting you with the CPS. Because for these little Stasi types, they're never wrong. They love the big state. They love what's happening. But comment on that and then where all this is going. As you're being told, it's illegal in the freezing Michigan Blue Northerns to let any neighbor kids come in and wait for the bus.
As an American, that we are supposed to be living in the land of the free, I believe, truthfully, and all the other mothers do that are involved in this, is that the government should not be able to tell us who we can have watch our children. If we know our children are in a safe place, that's, I mean, the parents, it's the parents' right as having these children, as a mother of these children, they know they're in a safe place. Second, as far as the neighbor, my husband and I are we just want this all to go away and just hopefully they'll leave us alone and hopefully this will all come to an end. And I hope that the law does get changed because it's a terrible law and I hope no other mother has to go through what I have had to go through. I do thank everyone for the support that they have given all of us, and I don't take that for granted one minute, but this was a very sad situation, and it's hurt my children along with all the other children that are involved. And that's the most upsetting thing, is whoever did this, if they were coming after any of us adults, that's one thing, but to hurt our children, that's horrid, horrid, horrid.
Well, they started this in the last 20 years using a few bad examples of bad daycares. But there's nobody regulating the CPS, who, again, is five times more likely to abuse children than any other group or even government itself.
Right.
So they have no business. That's the pot calling the kettle black here. But notice, mothers and fathers know what a good daycare is. The CPS use the daycares as tattletale grounds to hunt for kids to CPS and take. And so when we let the CPS get into regulating daycares, they've now have taken that over. And then now they're trying to say we can't even have our own homes or can't have neighbors over for church,
right,
for a Bible study. They're destroying the right of free association. They're muscling in. And the same thing, parents know what a good daycare is. We don't need the state. And parents know if their kid's allowed to go stay for 20 minutes in the foyer of a neighbor's house. That happened when I was a little kid. That's normal. My mom had neighbor kids over. Neighbors had me over. That is freedom.
Right.
And this is serious tyranny. Go ahead.
Well, and also I'd like to say, all because the daycare is licensed does not mean that you know who is actually working. You don't know nothing about their background. You don't have dinner with them every night. You don't socialize with those people. Usually, you just send your kid to this licensed daycare that's licensed by the state, but who is actually really watching your children?
That's right.
Do you
that
know?
Means you've just paid protection money to the government. That's right. A neighbor who you know and trust is a lot better than some nameless school.
Right. Exactly. And that was our other point that we were trying to make. At least they know, I mean, we have dinner together. We're with these people practically every day of the week. They know us. We know them. You put your kid in a daycare, you don't know them. You just hope that you know them.
Well, this lets us know the mindset of the government bureaucrats. They believe you can't have neighbor kids over before they catch the school bus, even if the neighbor parents want them there.
Right.
They believe that someone owning their own property can't have 10 cars parked on their rural property to have Sunday dinner and prayer. They believe rabbis in Denver can't have 14 of their members over. They believe Buddhists can't have five of their friends over. They believe Amish can't sell watermelons without a license on the side of the road. They believe they're God, and they're here to milk us and run our lives. And under this new greenhouse gas tax bill, it says unlimited power, home inspections, everything, and the colleges are churning out armies of control freaks who love ruling over people. We better get control of our country, and we better stand up and say no like you did. I salute your courage.
Thank you. And any other mother that's in our situation, stand up for your rights because you're teaching your kids. My children came to me and said, I thank you, Mom, for standing up for us. And I believe that if my children were ever put in the situation that I was, I'm hoping that I have taught them that you stand up for the rights because you are an American and you do have the right.
Well, I mean, in the Soviet Union, they let neighbor kids stay at neighbors' houses. This is worse than Maoist China, worse than Soviet Russia. Lisa Snyder, God bless you. We appreciate your courage. We'll watch this case as it develops. Godspeed.
Thank you.
What an amazing lady. Most people just roll over. The bureaucrats say, good, we own you now. You're our slaves. We'll come back, take your phone calls, get into the flu, the war, the new stimulus package. It's all coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4-GOOD. Good. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at healforgood.com. That's healforgood.com.
While the union's a big businessman, and they're going out like a dinosaur. Why they used to grow food in Kansas.
We better recognize that there is a unified global corporate government telling people in Australia, in England, in the United States, in Canada, and Europe-wide, you don't have neighbor kids over. In England, they're saying you got to have a license to even talk to kids. They're making everybody learn that they're a terrorist, that they're bad, that they're not allowed to talk to their neighbors. And they're coming into every facet of life. They're actually in major cities like Tulsa, Oklahoma, with the headline, licenses proposed for gardens, with the city councilman saying they may grow marijuana. So you're guilty until proven innocent. It's bad in your backyard. And see, because the council doesn't control that, and they're God. They run your life. You are their slave. Isn't enough you pay all the taxes and pay the cops when they pull you over and pay all the regulations and kiss their butt and call them authorities and officials? You're going to have your entire life run by them. And you know, there's the city councilman in the paper going, yeah, everybody's getting into gardens, and we don't know what's being grown, and we need to have the police inspect your gardens to license them because there might be marijuana. And I've done a lot of stories, covered a lot of stories here in Austin of, in one case, an old lady, no criminal record, lived in her little house, out in Travis County by Spicewood, right by Pootie's Bar, one of Willie Nelson's stagehands bars. And they SWAT teamed her. She had bloodweed growing in the forest down the hill from her. Everybody knows bloodweed grows everywhere. It doesn't even look anything like marijuana. They came in, laughed about the bloodweed, kicked her dog, tore everything apart, went in a rent house she had on the property, pulled out a guy's Playboy magazine, and made fun of it in front of him. Now, that's how America operates. Meanwhile, the government ships in the majority of the narcotics to carry all of this out. They want in your life, period. And that's what this new government policy imposes, strict standards on garage sales. Americans who slap $1 price tags on their used possessions at garage sales or bazaar events risk a $15 million fine thanks to new government campaign. That's Fox News. I have McClatchy newspapers here. Seller beware, feds cracking down on garage sales. And when I printed both of these articles, they had ads to become a police officer on the sides of each one. Not just because that's what the cookies showed, that it was a cop article, an article about police, but that's just the major ads now. Look, about once a year, I'll go to Toys R Us to buy a bike or something for my kids. And every time I walk in, there's a big board hanging on the wall of files of the recalls, thousands of them per year. They say for 10 years, you've got to go check on an online registry of all the recalled toys. That's just toys. Everything else gets as high as 10% of things get recalled. No one knows all this. No one knows where they got a table. No one knows where this mouse came from if it gets recalled. I don't have time to sit there and read hundreds of documents. There's a 10% chance this has been recalled. It's got some lead part in it. Hell, more than half the milk products for kids have got melamine in it. Instead of recalling it, though, they just say, oh, melamine's good for you now. Many different inks that you print with get recalled now with all sorts of poison in it from China and the U.S. Upwards of 10% of products are recalled. One time my wife got freaked out about it about 2-3 years ago, and that was really big news. And she found out the little color, little blue table we got with a red, yellow, and green chair for kids from Target was recalled. And she freaked out and took it back. And then she found out she's like, my God, this is recalled. This is recalled. This is recalled. And pretty soon I said, yeah, just anything made in China, you can forget it. See, because they got to store that toxic waste from all their chemical plants and all their microchip plants. Just like they had fluoride in the 40s after World War II, they said, hell, dump it in the water. Because they've been doing that in Tennessee at the nuke plants, the byproduct of making the uranium rods and the plutonium rods, mainly uranium rods, they'd been dumping it in the water. And they said, hell, public didn't notice. So they dump it in the water. China dumps it in your cereal, dumps it in your baby formula, dumps it in your drugs, dumps it in the paint. Paint's a great place to mix poison up because it congeals and freezes. So you now are supposed to note tens of thousands of products that have been recalled, and you're supposed to then not, and they say they're already under the federal stimulus money, paying for local cops to be federalized, and to now, and it's already being reported. They're coming up and writing people $100,000 tickets. And they come in with a computer laptop without a warrant. That's search everything you've got. You sit there going, whoa, I was just trying to get a clean out the garage. Shut up. Shut up, Al-Qaeda. And you think I'm joking? I get reports every day or two of them SWAT teaming Amish, SWAT teaming farmers and ranchers. They don't just come and fine you in all these states now saying you can't sell eggs or watermelons or squash or whatever without a permit. They now send SWAT teams. We've had the farmers on the show. They're rogue. They're criminal. I mean, I think about how it's in the news every week, how different Texas towns just pull over old ladies. pull over people and rob the hell out of them, and people get on the news and make excuses. They go, yeah, we take your money. By the way, me and my family and cousins run the town. There's nothing that he ain't gonna do. And it's just like Hardin. The entire town hates the private con artist with 14 felonies coming in and taking over the prison and policing people. But every one of the locals that's in power just sits there and goes, how about you get the hell out of here? Literally. We're going to keep running thing. Damn right we're going to throw the local slobs in there and make a little money. Oh, we're not going to let you... Oh, you think you're going to have two or three of the neighbor kids when it's sleeting outside in Michigan, 20 below, as it is on average about a month out of the year. You think you're going to have kids come in and stand under your porch? They're not going to stand in your garage? And the lady's like, well, can I have them stand in the garage? No, slave. You get 1 hour out in the yard a day. You pay me everything you produce. It's all pimp game. It's like, my bitches pay me 110% back. And they're like, I just love you, baby. They were telling me a story about some HBO special about pimps. What was the name of the movie? Pimps Up, Hoes Down. And Hartman, go ahead and come on the mic and describe it. Because, I mean, Hartman tells the story good, but this lady's been in a car wreck or shot, and she's just telling the pimp, I'm sorry, baby, I'm going to get you the money. I'm going to get you everything you need, Homeland Security. And that's how it is with this government. It's just like, you're going to give us more. We're foreign bank run. I'm going to your calls in a moment. We're going to take everything you got, and you're going to beg us. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, just talking about Pimps Up, Hoes Down, Yeah, there's a portion of there where I believe it's Pimpin' Ginn. He's a notorious, infamous pimp from way back in the day. Rappers rap about him all the time. And he had one of his workers that got beat up and shot, stabbed, the whole nine. He gets to the hospital, and the young lady is laying in the hospital bed just saying, oh, baby, I'm going to get back on them streets. I'm going to get that money for you, baby. Don't worry about me. I'm all right. I just want to get up out this bed and make this money for you. And the mom is sitting right there and looking at Pimpin' Ginn. It's like, what have you done to my baby? And just later on, he talks about the percentage of the cut. He's like, well, how much do you give your employees? 10%, 5%? Like, hell no, I don't give them nothing. That's my money. I'll give them some chicken. I'll give them a bucket of chicken. And but... No, that's all about the game right there, you know, just, I guess, psychologically raping you.
And I found that with women. I didn't know why in high school. I wasn't mean to women, but I didn't care. Because, I was just out of my mind on testosterone. And, you know, growing up. And that's why the bad guys always get the girls. But society, now that men have been feminized... That's how this works. When those locals run in that town go, we're going to have a felon run things, hell yeah. No problem with it. That is just exercising power over us, and that's what government's doing. It's consciously breaking our back. And I watch these people. I watch the troops as they die of the vaccines, as they get ripped off, as they got to pay for their own health care. They're just like, I just appreciate the government. I just worship the government. And it's a broken back, capitulated, totally... Broken. It's a broken society who want to be lied to. They want to feed their kids melamine. They want to take shots. They want their kids to be retarded. They want to be lied to. They want to be scammed and gamed. And they love to worship the military and worship cops and worship all of this. It's just sick.
Yeah, it's almost as like people get the okey-doke pulled on them so many times that they're dizzy. They're just dizzy from the okey-dokes, and now they'll just... They'll take whatever is given to them. They'll just go along. It's the herd mentality.
And translate okey-doke, the scam.
Yeah. It's the dipsy-doo-dungaroo, you know what I mean? the total flipped of the script. And
they're crunking.
Yeah. Yeah, they just get so crunkenized. They're, you know, it's preoccupied with your fantasy football team.
Well, that's the thing, though, is that they'll all smile. And I saw this in Hardin and get like a little demon look in their eyes and like go, it's mine. I like being conned. And I don't understand. It's like, hey, you're being conned. And like, I like it. Because it's like yuppies. You'll go, hey, Trans-Texas Corridor is foreign owned. It's taking over. It's a scam. We pay to be their slave. Or, hey, 23.7 trillion, we pay interest on the money we give the banks. And yuppies will, like, giggle and go, I got a Mercedes. You know, it's like, ooh, ooh, I like it. And it's like, don't you, man, I'm telling you, we're in trouble.
Man, it's almost as if I've said this before, but you know when you work out and you get sore, or if you play when you're a kid, you play football or whatever sport, and you're sore, you're beaten up afterwards, and for whatever reason, that next day, it hurts, but it feels good. And it's like that's what's going on. People just getting beat up and, you know, having to play the game, and they don't even understand, but they're beaten down and sore. And for whatever
reason. Exactly. But, I mean, they revel in being scammed. Yeah. They love it. All right, good job, Hartman. I appreciate you coming in. No, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, this is the pimp game. And now, again, locals that were awake, they were upset about what had happened. They understood the scam. Their eyes were alive. They had very sad concern. But then you had all the fat cats. And I mean, folks, a fat cat was somebody that owned, you know, a dry cleaners or somebody that owned a tiny restaurant. And they would just strut around and tell you, I'm pretty important in this town. And I like American police force. And I go, you don't care, he's a felon. And they go, no, I like it. And I would just be going, and they'd like, now why don't you get the hell out of here, foreigner? And I'm like, but he's the foreigner running a scam on you. You want him running around locking up locals in the private jail? They're like, yeah, I do. And I walked into the sheriff's department. I'd like to meet with the sheriff. He's not here. Deputy sheriff, maybe later. And then the woman was so cowardly behind the bighorn sheriff's department thing that when I was looking her in the eyes, she was acting nice. But like a dog, as soon as we turned to walk out, she bulled up and came in the doorway. It was like primitive. Like she was a chicken with her, you know, like running us off. And she got out in the doorway and said, by the way, we don't like people from out of town. Tell us what to do. And this town was good before you came. And we like American police force. And we like what they're doing. And I'm like, oh, really? You like the felon? Going to take over? And even the sheriff likes it. Now, just get on out of here. Because to her, it doesn't matter if she's being scammed, as long as she doesn't think she's being scammed. See, I'm the bad one. I'm telling you the Federal Reserve is private and totally raping us. I'm telling you they're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines and writing giant textbooks about how they're doing it, like eco-science by the White House science czar. I mean, these bastards admit they're poisoning us. And I got stacks of news of the shots jacking everybody up. But now I'm beginning to understand psychology more. If you try to walk up to some crack whore with wearing a wig because her hair is falling out and she's like got one tooth, she's like, that's why those crack whores get like that, because the pimps give them nothing but maybe a little bit of chicken and a little bit of crack, just enough, and they're like zombies, folks. They're under a spell, and if you tried to walk up to them, if you try to walk up to them and say, let me get you to rehab, let me get you off this, the pimp is abusing you, you don't talk bad about Leroy, mother, I'm calling it, I'll jack you up. I mean, literally. I grew up in Dallas, folks, I've seen plenty of crack whores, and that's how it is. I've talked to pastors that have tried to get them off the street and help them, and that's exactly what and it's the general public. They're just like, I love being scammed. I love being lied to. I love being defrauded. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. And so the New World Order just says, how do we make all these people prisoners? How do we suck everything? How do we make them slaves again? Say it's to save the earth. Tax air. Yeah, but they'll love it. Oh, it's such a big scam. They're going to love it. And then they come out and do it and lie to you and know they're lying. And we'll tell them they can't have neighbor kids over at the bus stop. We'll tell them they can't sell watermelons on the street corner. And watch the little slaves. They'll do it. And all the dramas and sitcoms and TV shows worship cops and worship military. The police have been militarized. They've been trained to kill people and break things. The military is designed to kill people and break things. This is not our military that fought in 1776 or Mexico attacked us, went down to Mexico and kicked their butt and came back. This is an imperial military now, working for people that want to bring this country down. And they are training the military to occupy the U.S. and now admitting it and training them. Their number one enemy is conservatives and gun owners. And now good old boys are going, I guess I'll turn my guns in because I love Petraeus. And I'm like, but the flag symbolizes the Bill of Rights. They're like, shut up. If they say it's conservative and you see the American flag right there, that means police state. That means no rights at all. Why don't you just leave America if you don't like the army deploying on the streets? Some kind of liberal commie. Oh, look at that. Yeah. All the major phone companies, all the major cable guys, all the major groups are openly announcing they're spying on you. And they openly train the plumber groups, everybody. When they're in your house without a warrant, they're spying on you. And I told the story. I'm going to take calls and get to it later. I'm going to tell it in detail. I'm about to go home Saturday morning. I'm going up the elevator. It opens on the third floor on the wrong floor. And there's Girl Scouts with police and Homeland Security. And I wasn't expecting it. So I stepped out, looked at it for about 10 seconds, and then actually started panicking, hitting the button. Because it was too hard. It was like Body Snatcher. I was like, get me the hell out of here. What the hell? I'm in the Soviet Union. I mean, you know.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Okay, I've been ranting and raving and covering a lot of news. We're going to get to Gary, Dan, Catherine, Gary, and Andrew in just a few minutes, but we've got some breaking news. Then I'm going to break down what's really happening with the military, what's really happening with the flu. Huge, big developments there. Just, I've got a ton of news I haven't even gotten to yet. Stay with us in the third and fourth hour because I really want folks to hear about all this that's coming up. We're going to go to Gary here in just a moment. I do want to remind listeners My new film, Fall of the Republic, can be pre-ordered right now. You get Fall of the Republic early. We're probably going to be able to ship it out a few days early from the October release date. So if you want to be the first people to get the DVD, it's shipped out in the order it is received. And I've hired some extra seasonal people so we can ship this out, boom, really fast. So get your order in for Fall of the Republic. Go read about it at InfoWars.com. It is the highest budget, most powerful film I've made. The banking takeover, the carbon tax takeover, the police state tattletale spy takeover. We expose the warmongering of both parties. You want to understand who the globalists are and what their operation is. This is the film. Alan Watson and so many others. John Perkins, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. The list just goes on and on. Fall the Republic, InfoWars.com, or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You'll also be able to see it coming up October 21st in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv for all the great members of that. Okay, Josh Smith was with us at the G20, saw all the hellish stuff that happened up there with the LRADs being used on citizens, no protest allowed in the city, just like communist China. Not allowed to have neighbor kids over, not allowed to have a farmer's market. It's the new America. Cindy Sheehan was just arrested at the White House for protesting the Afghan war. Not allowed to protest without a permit. They don't issue permits. Josh Smith is associate of Cindy Sheehan. Again, we met him at the G20 in Pittsburgh. And they are the true anti-war people. As Obama expands the war, the military gripes at him for not enough troops to give him left cover, to give a false choice. Josh, tell us what just happened there in D.C.
We came to the White House, Alex, with 300 to 400 people. We were just protesting directly across from Lafayette Park at the fence of the White House. We had four main groups with us, which were Veterans for Peace, World Can't Wait, and the March of Death group. They do a kind of a performance act.
With the coffins.
Yes, coffins, and they all lay down in the white masks. And Cindy changed herself to the fence. And they went after her first, and they took everybody off the sidewalk with the big horses and threatened to, you know, basically run you over. And
in China, they would stop with the tanks. Not at G20, not here. They'll go ahead and run you over. They'll go ahead and attack you. They'll come up to women, full power, the billy club. And I've watched police over and over again, just with every bit of power. Yeah, you're just like really trying to kill you. And that's like, yeah, I love the police. I love the military. They work for the foreign banks. Rape us. We love it. Sorry, go ahead.
Yes, Alex, and we were initially told, warned many times to get off the sidewalk. We were pushed into the streets. Then we were pushed off the streets back into Lafayette Park. Then we had our lawyers from the National Lawyer Guild come out and contest everything that they were trying to do against us. They backed off for a while, but then they rolled in buses, about three buses, and they're still putting people in there now. I just saw David Swanson, the writer, author. He was just arrested and put in a bus. They're arresting women. There's many priests that are in handcuffs.
And they said at the G22, no protest allowed. We have the police chief on video. This is the new America.
They told us we did not have a permit. We pulled out a pocket copy of the Constitution, and we told them, here is our permit right here.
I talked to a guy yesterday. The police came in his house without a warrant. And he said, hey, I have a Constitution. And the guy said, what are you, one of them truthers? So, I mean, they just flip out. Stay there for 1 minute. So we're going to come back, get some more news from you. Then I promise we're going to go to your calls and take a lot of them at 1-800-259-9231. We just reached the halfway point in transmission.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.